coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Clubballs! And now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spank Wagon Radio, Clawballs and Trencher!
All right, yeah.
All right.
We're back once again for a great episode.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I was worried we weren't actually going to have any, like, news topics for today, but I've been pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, so have I, actually.
Oh, by the way, tonight's Spank Wagon. Hold on, I forgot. Okay. I got to do this.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Tonight's Spank Wagon
is the official New York Spank Wagon.
Except for you have to turn the monitor off as
well. Yeah, well, if I turn the monitor off, I can't see anything.
Wow, a theme show.
A theme
on
show.
On radio that nobody can fucking see. That's great. So live tonight, Spank Wagon is coming to you from in the dark, sort of, because there's a glow of the monitor. But the lights are off.
The lights are off, officially. The lights are off.
The air conditioning and ceiling fan's on.
They better damn well be. Granted, New York is only, what, 90 degrees today when that shit hit. We'd be like 110. You imagine us having an entire city blackout in the middle of summer?
Dude, you know what?
Fucking insane.
I posted this right there. I haven't checked to see anybody responded, but my post on the message board, if somebody catches on, if you don't, I'll give it away right now. Everybody hurts, man.
You know what? I was looking for that REM video, because you see all those people on that bridge, on the Brooklyn Bridge and George Washington.
They're just fucking getting out of their cars going.
No, they weren't getting out. Those were people who didn't have cars. Those are people who used the subway to get into the city.
God.
So can you imagine that? The major transportation
I know
system.
I know a DeLorean owner by the name of K.O. Ong who lives in uptown Manhattan. Didn't see him post today. I guess I know why now.
Yeah, really. Really? That's funny.
Wow.
Because, I mean, I'm sitting here, you know, and we're all like, boring day at work, and at 1 o'clock, hey, New York has no electricity. And
4:15.
I'm thinking, 4:15. And I'm thinking, again? You know, because it's always that famous one that happened in the 70s.
Yes, but this looks like it's going to be worse, because right now...
Is it back up yet? Does anybody know if it's back up?
No. You can check CNN.com if you want, but they're saying New York City is dead last to get power restored.
Now,
trips me out. I thought they would be first.
You'd think.
Is that something that happened at Niagara plant, at the Niagara Falls plant. It was fucking up, and it's rumored to be there was a fire.
Rumored to be lightning,
lightning has already been dispelled by Con Ed.
The best one? The best one I heard all day. Hmm. They were saying maybe the electronically controlled breaker switches caught that new worm that's going around.
That would be funny, but I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. All right. Hey, real quick, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Yes, I did. That's me. Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net,
of course, yes. Sorry, I'm just...
Hey,
no,
you're just getting in.
Show,
it's okay. You've got a box, and I can understand that might have made you late, because it's heavy.
It's heavy.
Also...
You see that postage on there? $17.35.
That's impressive.
Dude, that was 2 to 3 day regular.
Jesus. Also, guys, if you are listening, because we can see you, and we know you're listening, join us in our chat room. It's irc.slashnot.org. Rooms of Spank Wagon.
Spank Wagon.
Join in.
Play the home game. Play along.
Absolutely. Instructions are on the chat link on Spank Wagon.
We can't just be here playing with ourselves all night.
So, please.
Indeed.
Have fun.
But yes, and you know what? You know what? It's a very good point. I actually talked to my mom earlier today right there about some other stuff right there, you know. So that's, you know, I said, hey, did you hear about the power outage in New York? Because I just saw a story, and I actually got a lot of the details from her on that right there.
Okay.
And I looked up on CNN. Yeah, it's definitely not lightning. But there's a very interesting fact as well that I read up when I was looking at some indirect effects of the New York City power outage of the 70s.
The looting?
No.
Oh? The birth rate went up.
The biggest population boom. in New York's city history.
Could be traced back to the outage.
It happened 9 months almost. Happened around 9 months after the outage.
So
9 months from now, just wait.
New York's going to be really crowded.
Well,
again.
You bet.
Yeah, I mean, that was amazing because we were talking about it at work, you know, and people were saying, I don't know, some people were saying some interesting stuff, making some interesting valid points and talking about, like, the birth rate and, you know, the looting and stuff like that. And then someone may, you know, I was collecting some stupid comments that I actually found today. One was made at work, and another one I had to enjoy, but
I couldn't find any stupid comments. I actually looked for those specifically, but if you found them, please.
Well, all I know is the one I heard got from Slashdot that I chuckled the most at, and it was just a chuckle.
Because CNN only had the official ones.
Exactly. The one I got from Slashdot. Now, this is news. This is like people posting in commentary like yours and mine.
Yeah.
It said, Snake Plissken is not available for comment. See? It's a chuckle. It's not a brouhaha or a bwahaha.
It's not a brouhaha. That's a get-together.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But it's
but a mwahaha.
Yeah.
It's not a gutbuster.
Well, it wasn't a gutbuster, but it was like,
funny.
That's funny. Another thing, though, I heard someone talking about...
you know, it's kind of odd, because I thought about that, too. Because did you see the shot they took of New York City as the sun went down?
Yeah.
Pitch fucking black. Now, at the
not
night...
Not perfectly pitch black. They got a lot of buildings with generators, with emergency lights,
yeah,
and all that.
No. At night, yeah, you can see which buildings have... Now, it's eerie, though, at night. Because you will have one gigantic skyscraper lit up like a Christmas tree,
mm-hmm.
and the other buildings around it are just in its glow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a trippy thing to see.
That is.
But no, at sunset right there, not all the external lights had caught on yet. It was still bright enough from the sun where you couldn't see all the lights in the buildings and stuff.
Right.
But it was dark enough where it looked fucking black, and that was fucking wow.
So Yahoo has a really excellent assortment of photographs
online
that I saw, and I've kind of flipped through one of them, though. Well, a series of the photographs actually kind of took me a little off guard, and that was the fact that people like up in Michigan and, well, people everywhere were stocking up on the water. And
I don't get that. Why? Why not?
You know,
I don't understand.
Well, I understand the water from, and it kind of dawned on me, the water.
Well,
water
yeah.
pressure is going to go down because of electronic pumps.
I'm from Los Angeles, okay?
Taller buildings, yeah.
Fucking earthquake disaster preparedness, okay?
Right.
Which is something really funny, which I was actually talking to my mother about, and this is something that kind of came up right there. But yeah, see, like for myself right there, I always stay one extra barrel of water ahead.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a 5 gallon fucking little drum.
Literally a barrel of water.
Yeah. I always stay one ahead just
water,
in case
barrels,
something like that.
Water, barrels, I'm sorry.
Drinking back at me.
Ugh. Anyhow.
That didn't really sound right. Should have thought more about that. Anyhow, like, so that's one thing there. And stocked pantry. See, and it's very interesting. East Coast doesn't go through this kind of shit. California, we have fucking power outages. Nevada, too. Power outages.
Mm-hmm.
California more so. Fucking earthquakes and shit.
Yep.
You have to have a stocked pantry in California.
One thing that, you know, in California that they do, and out here they do, is they have you, you know, they tell you, have a wrench handy.
Of course.
Set direct to your gas main.
Of course.
In some places, they actually recommend you just sit it right next to your gas main.
Yeah.
And, of course, that always kind of begged the question, well, what keeps people from going up with a wrench and turning it off?
You know, I always thought that, but in the apartment building where we were at, we had about, let's see, there were at least, there was about 10 or 11 meters
mm-hmm.
right there. All clusterfucked together. And these are, like, next to the mailboxes.
Okay.
I know, it's kind of hard to picture right there.
No, I can imagine it.
But, yeah, they had all the meters right there for the easy access for the utility guy. And you know what? We kept a wrench there, and nobody ever touched it.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
See, that's interesting, because
to me,
I mean, I would think people would grab it and be giggling out turning off everybody's gas.
No, that's you doing that. And I'd be the same way.
Yeah. See, like, out here in Vegas, think about it. In a correlation way.
Yeah, to me it was always funny to like run up somebody's house and flip their fucking breakers off.
Yeah, you could, because
I've done shit like that.
Out here, the breakers are all external.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was like, that boggled my mind. Why the fuck are you putting all the circuit breakers outside?
Never understood that?
Never. I still don't understand that.
What
because,
the,
well,
hold
on.
It's new.
In the Midwest, though, you know, older houses, I'm used to them being inside, and not only inside, but in the basement.
Yeah, and I can understand that, too, because you know what's really weird about that? Yeah, older homes have the circuit breakers inside. Although, I can tell you one thing, too. From like, my apartment right now and when I used to live in California,
mm-hmm.
yeah, the older style, but especially an apartment, yeah, the circuit breakers are all inside. There's always typically a circuit breaker right out next to the meters.
Right.
And those are the ones I'd flip. What's really honest? What's really odd is I always saw those disaster preparedness ones where you had like a fucking miniature fucking apple cube you had to pull out.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
I never have in real life, only in the videos. I have no clue who the fuck uses some kind of circuit breaker.
Don't have a clue.
But everyone
I mean, I'm
used
to
seen.
Normal switch breakers instead
yeah.
of pull.
But yeah, you used to do that
it's
kind
like
of
you're
shit.
You're launching fucking NORAD missiles and shit with those.
Huh. You ever, dude, you ever seen them industrial circuit
Watch.
Breakers?
Yeah.
Them big fucking bastards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was some scary fucking shit, dude. Ghetto poor ass fucking school I went to in L.A. right there.
Right.
Fucking circuit breakers were broken. So, you know what the fucking teacher had to do?
Chicken wire.
No.
Okay, what?
Big length of fucking wire with exposed ends and went like this. Held it on one end and went slap like that right there. And you could see the fucking sparks flying.
Holy
cow. Bam! To turn the fucking power back on. Because people the bell would ring like 10 minutes early, clean
uh-huh.
up your fucking work. Nobody would do it, so they have to hit the fucking button to turn everything off.
Huh.
The emergency switch.
Interesting.
Nobody ever paid fucking attention.
Right, right. Now, another thing that I find interesting, you know, like, we talk about the power boxes outside, but like the water. City utilities like the water
yeah.
are all controlled out at the curb. Now, you want to be mean to somebody, and I'm suggesting this, but you didn't hear it here.
For educational purposes only.
Very much for educational purposes.
Magical legal exemption words.
If you lift up the water thing and you look at it, and you'll notice it has a dual loop when it's closed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so that way the water company, if they were to shut off your water for non-pay or whatever,
mm-hmm.
can lock it.
Yes.
Let's think about this
it's
one.
It's a literal lock.
Let's give them a little silence to think about this.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I've forgotten to pay my own water bill.
Or maybe your friends that you don't like so much forgot to pay theirs. You wanted to make sure that
yeah.
they weren't stealing from the water company.
No. I got a better one right there. Let's say you're doing plumbing work on the inside of your house and you got to turn the water off temporarily.
Exactly.
There you go. So now you know how to turn it off.
I don't think you're understanding my point.
I'm understanding.
You might want to make sure your friends don't sit and rob from the water company, so you're going to want to shut it off. And for their safety, lock it.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to point that out.
Can't,
okay.
No, you can't lock it.
Yes, you can.
No, you can.
They have those two loops.
Can't lock it.
You can lock.
It's forbidden.
Well, maybe forbidden.
The water company will get pissed at that.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Bummer.
Glendale Power and Light one time. Like out here, you know how your meters are exposed at the side right there?
Yeah.
Well, they were in sheds in California.
Okay.
Gee whiz, California doesn't have as bad inclement weather here, but still yet they were smart enough to put little overhangs and lock them and close them.
Right, right.
What was really funny about this is, you know, the shit was like padlocked, and it was always open right there, and I never knew why. And I one day slapped a couple fucking locks on there, didn't think anything about it. About a week and a half went by, my fucking dad yelled at me, "Did you put them fucking locks out there?" I'm like, "Yeah, why?" And a fucking water guy, or the electric power company guy came by, tried to read the fucking meter. You know, if I don't have them things off by tomorrow when he comes back right there, they're going to find the fucking building. I'm like, ah, wow.
Nice.
Okay, I guess I'll take them off then.
So that was like to the meter, because I know if
yeah.
you, out here, if you shut off
the
water,
meter.
You don't lock the meter. You just shut the water off to the house.
Yeah.
So it's a little different, but I understand what you're saying.
No, locking access to the meters and
right,
controls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you're listening out there. We want to hear you in our chat room. We want to see you in our chat room. Well, chatting with us.
Of course.
IRC.slashnet.org. You can get the instructions on spankwagon.vftp.net.
Of course you can.
And go to the chat link over on the, I want to say, the left-hand side. And it'll actually take you to a link that can explain how to join our chat room. Because we'd like to see you there. We'd like to converse with you. Be a part of
yeah.
the wagon, damn it.
Yeah,
get
put
your
in.
Fucking asses over there.
Now you
Jesus.
People wonder why I don't always do links.
Yeah, yeah. I
Which we have
that.
Another story about links as well.
Yeah, links are an interesting thing. We're going to introduce someone.
Yeah, someone who decided to voluntarily just fucking appear out of the blue.
Totally out of the blue. And
yeah.
We'll explain later.
Yeah.
If you really want us to do stuff for the site, or if you want to really want us to contribute more to the site, or make this a little more entertaining for you, so that
yeah.
way you're not so fucking bored.
Uh-huh. I'm not bored.
I know, but I'm not either, but I'm talking about them. Hey, join in. We have the chat rooms. We have the message boards, all of which are pretty
accessible.
Damn cool and very accessible
they
to everybody.
Ass. They kick ass.
I think they do, especially in the
yeah.
message boards.
Yeah, fuck FARC, fuck something awful, the goons, man. Our message boards are it.
I won't go that far. I like FARC, actually.
I'm trying to... dude, you know what, man?
You hate FARC, but you can't understand it. I'm like...
Because I can't fucking navigate the goddamn site.
Like, it's all that difficult to navigate. We'll write you up a little instruction.
Fucking confuses the shit out of me. If it, you know what? There's something... You know, it's not fucking a manual that I have to read. I'm not fucking speaking to which bleeding a brake system, okay, to read instructions. Okay? I'm looking for quick, cheap entertainment. Don't fucking make me have to search and work.
True. Very true.
Look at something awful. Look, Comedy Gold Mine. Photoshop Friday. Click here. Click here.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to surf through Spark's shit, which I hate, number one, because it's so hard to find. Number two, when I do find it right there,
mm-hmm.
by the time I get to an interesting thread, half the fucking posts people have put up for fucking images that they've photoshopped and shit like that are broken links.
Yeah, because they all host them off of places they shouldn't be hosting them.
I hate that. So.
All right, let's see. Moving on, though. Con Ed.
Con Edison, yes.
Is the company in New York that's actually not doing too good right now.
Not doing too good. I think somebody's going to lose a job over this.
I don't know if someone's going to lose a job, or maybe they're just going to watch the system a little closer.
I don't understand. Unless the system was that spread that thin that the other plants couldn't handle. Like
I think that's
ones,
what it was.
That, yeah, because it was not just, one power plant went down that caused
one
this whole
grid. If a grid goes down, that's multiple plants.
Because one plant got taken off the fucking grid and everything else like that, that's when they shut down the plants. Like they set up in Canada. Who the fuck knew Canada had nuclear power plants?
Oh, come on. Why wouldn't they?
Because they're fucking Canadians, okay? People don't even like gun control. Hey. So that's what I was thinking right there. I'm like, oh, I guess they do. But, yeah, the fucking nuclear plants are offline. They've shut the reactors.
No, they had to shut them down also to keep them cool.
Yeah, they had to shut the reactors down because they're like, we can't.
Another place. You want to talk about fucking things heating up? What the fuck is up with 3,000 French?
Wow!
3,000 French are dead
in
because
Paris
of the heat
alone.
Wave that's
in
only
Paris alone.
In the 80s and 90s.
80s and 90s? What the fuck are you talking about? Did you see the temperature today?
What?
104 in Paris.
Oh, my God.
And
I live in the desert. I have no sympathy or empathy. I live on a goddamn river.
Wait. There's more to this than there.
I know from when I was over there, air conditioning is not as prevalent there as it is here.
No. Stop. You were in Italy. Air conditioning is not prevalent in Italy because people don't typically need it as much as we may in the southwest regions of the United States do, okay?
True.
Italy is different. Same with the fucking UK. Same with the fucking British, which, by the way, London is in triple digits, too.
Wow.
That's fucking hellacious. The French are different. London...
That's an understatement.
I know, but hear me out.
The French are different.
Hear me out.
Film of
okay?
Alone.
The Brits, okay? And the fucking, I've heard Spain's got heat, but everybody's young and fucking there, so they don't give a shit. They've got a visa, okay? But Italy's a little further down south. But everybody else, okay? Italians, Brits, the Spaniards, all these fucking people are like, we don't need air conditioning, so we're not going to put it in right there, but we'll put it in hot spots here and there. The French specifically don't put in air conditioning because they reject it because they think it's American. They said that shit right there. They said that's been a trend among fucking French, specifically not to have air conditioning because it's an anti-American thing, an anti-Western thing. Their hospitals aren't even air conditioned, man.
Oh.
You go to London, fucking London, cold and rainy. They got air conditioning.
Yeah, well, it's also to bring out humidity.
Well, yeah, that too, obviously, yes. But the thing about it is, yeah, like you say, France, it's a fucking river there. Don't tell me that don't get humid, even in the summertime
when they might have
a heat wave of 80.
You know
it still
does.
Fucking does, so there's still humidity. So that's not a total fucking reason.
I guess that explains the whole French stink thing.
Yes.
Explains a little more.
It totally does.
But where did you hear it? How long has this been going into how long has it been going on where French say, air conditioning, automatic?
I read this about 2 weeks ago on CNN.
So it's only been 2 weeks.
I read this two weeks ago. They say it's been an ongoing tradition
with
the French. Not an anti-American sentiment like we have right now, but just a thing where they're like, it is decadent, we don't need it, it is, you know.
In other words, they're just being French about it. Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
But yeah, and they're paying the fucking price now. They say you can't buy an air conditioner in Paris because all the wall units... they're already sold before they get to the fucking docks from
Jeez.
The factory. They said people right now already booked out like a month and a half.
Yeah, they're going,
AC.
Oh, shit, we're stupid.
Yeah. Now, the weather report says next week there's supposed to be highs in the 70s in France. How you can drop 30 degrees in one simple week, I'll never know.
We've seen it here. We've gone from an 80-degree week...
There's a difference.
...to the next week being 105.
There's a difference. There's a difference.
How different? How
number
different?
One, that's only 20 to fucking degrees, okay?
Still, 20...
Number two, this is the crazy-ass fucking desert, dude. We get some...
Yes, but you ask how it can happen. Weather changes like that. Whether it's in the desert, whether it's in France, it's going to change like that.
I don't believe it's going to be that much of a drop. I will laugh if the weathermen are totally wrong and it gets hotter. Because this is August. We're getting into an August. You know, it's always darkest before dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, August absolutely. Is usually the hottest.
Who knows? I mean, we're going to find out more. But, yeah, I mean, with the French dying, 1,000 yeah. French
fucking
dying
dead.
In the heat. I mean,
the city morgues are full. And you know what the worst part about this is?
No air in the morgues.
No, there is.
Oh, thank God.
They're having to put more... There's no in the morgues. No, not in the morgues, but they're having to erect tents and shit for outside refrigeration facilities to keep the bodies cool, to keep the stink down. So they're having to refrigerate... They're putting more high priority on refrigerating the dead than they are the living that are going to die. You tell me how that works out. How smart that is.
Well, you got to understand, though, you can't guarantee someone's going to die, but you can pretty much guarantee that the dead are going to stink. Point. Give me a point here.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
point
you.
Taken.
Thank
but you. When the fact is that the hospital is overrun and you got old people sitting out in the hallways that are fucking dying of heat
true.
Stroke and they don't have
yeah.
ice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Get them a damn ice water.
Actually, counterpoint.
Actually, even in Italy, it was really weird. Like, they don't chill their water as cold as we do.
Mm-hmm.
You can never get ice water.
No.
You can get chilled water, but you're never going to get ice water.
Same thing same I've been thing. Told with England, but there's a reason behind that, and that's different. Because what happens, if you notice, like, you can drink shitty water, like tap water, that's really bad.
Yeah.
You refrigerate it, you can stand it. It's because you numb your taste buds. You
yeah.
can't taste as much. So they figure, like, if they have a beverage too cold, it'll numb them, and they can't get the
and
full flavor.
And they can't
flavor.
Taste the flavor. Makes yeah. sense. Makes very, very good sense. All right, moving on. Let's see. Another comment I heard about the power outage. Hey. All right, real quick. Hello, Red Rum, and hello, Toe. Let's do Mad Props right now and get out of the way. Fuck
Mad Props. Intro.
You're here. Yeah, I know you're listening. Get more people to listen. We need more people. We want yeah. more people. We want as many people listening as we had in the fucking message boards
today. We will. We will.
Who?
We will return
I know,
to our
I know.
Former
Anywho, one comment, though, someone said, you know, imagine it was Vegas. You know, imagine Vegas lost all of its power to Vegas. That would be impressive.
If Vegas
let's
lost
say,
all its
let's
power?
Say hypothetically, though. Hypothetically, it's in the summer. It's going to suck major ass.
I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen in
that
case. In
the winter, though, that would be interesting. In the winter, it'd be very interesting to see Vegas lose power. Because first thing that would happen, anything around a casino, Panicville.
No, wouldn't be
no one will no, be able to get no, in their goddamn
no,
rooms.
No.
What will it be?
No.
What will it be?
What will it be? Everybody will run into the casino.
Why do you figure?
Because the casino's got backup generators.
Backup generators to do what? Maintain support systems. Not to light everything and not to run everything.
Yes, they do.
No.
Dude, they have their own fucking boilers
I
and
know
shit
they have a lot of that stuff, but it's not... It won't. I don't believe it'd be enough. I mean, honestly, I don't believe it's going to be enough.
And besides that, Nevada, you know what? The casino's got enough influence with you know what? With MGM Mirage and who else already threatening to pull off the grid... No, that shit would be fixed in no time. You wouldn't have the same shit right there you got
yeah,
in New York.
Yeah, true. I mean,
I would have thought New York would have been first because of the stock market and the world trading.
Well, they can hold off on that. Plus, they can work on it on the overnight. And the outage actually hit after the market closed.
Yes, but I'm saying for tomorrow.
Yeah. So, actually, we'll wait and see. It's going to be very interesting to see how everything
pans out. I will laugh
out.
So hard if they get everything ready to go back up to fix New York and either A, doesn't work, or B, they fuck it up somehow. And damage it and got to do it all over again.
Do it all over again. Who knows?
Yeah.
Whatever happened, though, that's one dumb squirrel. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know if it's a squirrel. No one knows what the fuck it is.
All I can think about now is that one flash animation of the fat nut squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping around with the fucking balls jiggling, hitting power lines.
Yeah. So, all right, let's see. Moving on.
But, yeah.
Moving on. I've got some great articles and stuff that we're going to have a lot of fun listening to.
Oh, indeed.
And talking about. Much, I've got restaurant reports from Whitey.
Yeah.
Whitey pointed out some great articles. I got
yeah,
video
you,
game articles.
You
I've,
had this stuff and you wouldn't tell me which restaurants
I wouldn't
there.
Tell you.
Oh, shit. I see one I've eaten at before on the list already. We're going to save this till... Oh,
this is good shit. So for us Vegasites who sit here...
Oh, no. And we're not talking like restaurant reports as in, oh, yes, the food was quite good there. No. More along the lines of the chef had an infected thumb, so he had to keep it warm, doctor's orders, so therefore it's in your soup.
Exactly. Fun shit like that.
Yes.
All right. Toe just posted an article. MGM Grand Casino in Detroit, which operates 24 hours a day in an atmosphere of perpetual illumination and climate control, shut down for the first time since its opening in July 1999.
It's Detroit. Nobody gives a fuck about Detroit. It's not Vegas.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
Fuck if it's not Vegas. I agree with Toe. I mean, in a way, he's agreeing with me because they're going to keep support stuff up. Computers, elevators, systems, phones, security.
Even if you don't have all the neon and flashing lights on, you're going to have
AC. They're not going to have all the neon. No, they're
AC.
Not going to have all the air. I'm sorry, the ACs are usually the first to go, because what's the biggest power cruncher?
Understandable.
The AC.
Yeah, yes, an AC will... About I'd say a third of my power bill is air conditioning alone.
Yeah, I want to say a third of mine, if not more, is mine. I mean, I just got my power bill for $174, the highest.
Really?
I've tied my highest.
Wow, you know, my power bill went down this month.
Yeah, mine went up. I've had so many visitors here.
Ah, that's right.
We've had a lot of in and out. So mine went up. It happens.
Cool.
Here in Vegas, I was realizing it, and those people in New York got to see stars tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They got to see a few more stars.
Pretty
which is cool.
You know what? I would love to be in New York right now, you know, walking around the streets and shit. You know, it's dark, kind of dangerous, kind of escape from New Yorkish. Know what I mean? Wouldn't that be great right now?
You would figure the escape from New York. Well, if someone starts pounding on a manhole cover, I'm running the fuck away from there.
Dude, you ever want... Not just hang out in your house and play fucking cards by candles. When the power goes out, you ever roam the streets at
yes.
night? That's
yes.
fun, dude.
One time, back
especially,
home...
Especially when you're in the urban areas, man.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but...
Yeah.
Back home, when we had power outages and stuff, I would either be on my bike or I'd just get in the car and go drive around. It was really cool because here you're in an area that you're used to seeing lit in such a way.
It's fucking great.
And then you don't see any lights.
It's
very eerie.
Yeah.
Anytime you lose power or electricity, first off, the first thing they get you, the quiet. Because nothing is running. Everything is quiet. You would be surprised how much white noise is generated every day.
The silence is deafening, man.
Yes, fans and, you know, the radios and the buzz of stuff. Refrigerators. No one realizes a refrigerator's running. No one. Until it's off.
Fucking cool. It's fucking cool.
It's awesome.
On the streets, man. There's also, you know, your imagination gets to you, man.
I wouldn't. Well, maybe not. I don't know. If your imagination gets to you, you're smoking, okay? Something seriously harsh. But what I'm trying to say is the fact that power outages, I appreciate. I absolutely, totally appreciate power outages because it does a couple different things. One, it proves civilization's greatest vulnerability.
Rely.
Pure and simple. I can't do this. Spank Wagon can't exist without electricity. Well, maybe it could in a newspaper form, but I don't know.
We could do vaudeville by candlelight.
Vaudeville by candlelight, damn it. Yeah, I mean, that's what it would be. You know, Spank Wagon as it is wouldn't be. Fuck, I mean, look at what we do day in, day out.
Oh, of course. And to be honest with you right there, yeah, man. You know what, man? You feel very weak and vulnerable. You're like, oh, my God, no. And then you know, you got to think about your pioneer ancestors, man.
Yeah, fuck, people are living without electricity for much longer than we ever had electricity.
Oh, hell yes, man.
So, you know what? It's interesting because, how do I want to say this? Because it is such a vulnerability. That's one thing I really appreciate. The second thing, the fact that when the lights are out, it's pitch fucking dark. And we talked about this last week after the show even. It's nice to go out and see stars, I mentioned a minute ago. You and I, after last week's show, we went out and looked at Mars and went, fuck, that's bright.
Yeah, because it's closest. It's the second closest it's been in history.
So we were like, cool, and we were kind of doing the space and the eye goggly thing and everything like that. It was really, really cool. You know, I guess I'm just trying to say is the fact that...
It's fucking great. It's fucking
sometimes
great.
Sometimes the dark is awesome. And I'm not trying to be all like pseudo-goth and shit. Anywho... What we're going to do real quick, let's listen to a song that we found by a person who posted in the message boards.
I think I have some other songs, too. I was going to cross the line. Got one right here already.
I got one right here. Now,
we're going to hear that.
We had a guy post in our message boards, and we'll cover who it was in a minute. We'll cover who
it was. You want me to open this thing on air?
Yeah, we'll do that in a little bit.
All right, well, shit, I'm curious to make sure my order's all here.
What it was, basically, though, is this guy was a rapper, and he posted on our message boards. I think it was Skizzle or whatever.
Skizzy.
So, and what it found out is we found out that he's a webmaster of one of the websites that Claude linked to.
And that's how
and
he found us. By linking
but
back.
But Claude is an expert research, or at least he likes to kill a lot of time looking up shit.
Expert research. I'm fucking, you know what, I'm starting to scare myself going, shit, I am Big Brother.
Anyhow... We have a song, and this is his one. Like, I guess it was like his favorite song or something like that.
Yeah, he's an independent kind of guy. Because if you actually go to his website, aside from his fan club that nobody has a membership to, I don't know. Maybe he does.
Maybe we don't know.
Benefit of the doubt. Maybe the guy's an international hit in, you know, Prague. But like I say, he's also says he's like doing self promotion. He's not signed. He's you know, grassroots.
Right.
That's kind of campaign he's trying to do to get his shit out there. He's having a lot of people push his stuff. You know, and
irregardless, there's a term for that.
Yeah,
what we're gonna do is we're gonna go. It's gonna finish the OJ song here, and then we're gonna listen to this, and you tell us what you think. What was the name again of the guy?
Skizzy.
Right. Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Yo, VIP, let's kick it. All right, stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I wreck a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and watch it jump like a candle. Dance, immersive speakers that boom, killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better get away. You better hit bulls out of kids, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook where my DJ revolves it. Ice, ice, baby.
Problem. Yo, I solve it.
Check out the hook when my DJ revolves it. Okay, everybody, that was Skizzy.
Skizzy!
Skizzy!
So, everybody!
Yes.
Give it up for Skizzy!
Mad motherfucking
mad.
Props, Jesse.
Because anybody who could sit and read.
Yes.
Ice Baby.
Skizzy hosts two websites, juggalosgonewicked.com and his own, which is skizzy666.com.
So not only are we dogging the guy, but we're giving him some linkage here, so check
it
out.
Well, who knows? That might change. I might just re-edit this later on and bleep that out and send you the link.
Anyhow, so we're sorry we had to submit you to that. If you are still listening, this has been and will always be
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at
spankwagon.vftp.com. .net.
All right, we do thank you for listening. Hey,
I just love the hook in that guy's voice. Revolves it.
Yeah. I know. He's starting to read and he did that little echo thing. It was just
dude,
fucked
it's
up.
Fucking sad when you put an echo to your own voice and then like, you know, fucking turn it down to try to let, you know, you're being your own fucking background vocals. That's fucking pathetic.
It's fucking pathetic. I agree 100%. Hey, real quick,
grandpa.
Real quick before we go any further, I want to say right now, I see more people listening. I know you're out there.
Please join us.
Get your ass in the chat room now. It's no longer a request, it's a requirement.
IRC.slashnet.org is the server we're based off of right now that we're connecting to, and the room itself is Spankwagon.
And if you want to really get that in English, go ahead and go to spankwagon.vftp.net, check out my chat link, get the instructions if you need them on how to get into the chat room.
Yes.
Bar none. Anywho.
Mm-hmm.
Where were we? Let's see. We talked about the blackout. We talked about Skizzy. You know what? I almost want to go right into some Vegas news. No.
I do have some interesting Vegas news, too.
Better yet, before we go into Vegas news, let's discuss this whole package deal. Because, yes. Real quick, let me explain something. When Claude came in, which was...
2 minutes late as it was.
That was
my fault right there. I was burning a Mac CD.
He had a package. Now, let me see this package. And I'm gonna tell you, $17 worth of postage. And it weighs probably a good 16 to 23 pounds.
What does it say on
the package?
It
came from Specialty, the letter, Audio.
Hey, man.
Excuse me, specialtyauto.com.
Hey, let me tell you something. Homeboy has got some, he's got the hookup on cheap-ass automotive parts, man.
So,
they're brand new.
Here's my question. What do you think it is?
I know what it's supposed to be. I'm hoping it's in there.
I'm going to guess. Let me just make my guess, but I'm going to guess, guessing on the weight and the shifting. Master cylinder.
That's one item.
One item.
It's one item.
Oh, what else would be in there? That I couldn't guess.
It's supposed to be two.
Let's find out what Claw get in the mail.
Yes.
Get in the mail.
Yes, and oh, little beknownst to Trencher, aside from what I dumped in his garage last night.
Jesus,
we were
up way late doing that, too.
Working on his... Where the fuck did he wrap this goddamn thing? I also have a shitload of stuff right now in my car I got to drop in your garage, too.
Fun.
I got a set of deflector shields down in my car.
Deflector shields up! I got them. Anyway, before we go any further, let me just say, yes, Toe, you're absolutely correct. Irregardless is not a word. Regardless used
if
in
any
form.
If I use it, it's a fucking word. Starting to sound like my mom, Toe. Robert, stop making fucking words up. You are not Don King. You are white.
So Toe is
not
right.
Being racist, man. She's just fucking yelling at me.
So we got letters and clippings and a multimeter. And any anthrax?
No, I don't know.
Dude, what the fuck? Okay, can I read that?
Yeah.
Hot start two. What the fuck?
It's a part. You'll see it.
It's a part. Let's see. We got cards. John Hervey. Glowing magazine. The magazine they don't make anymore.
Bullshit. That's
they
a brand
do?
New one. Yeah, brand new.
Oh, I see. 4 issues for how much?
Read that.
Okay, hold on. Okay. You know you've hit fan club sickness when... Yes, please send me 4 issues of Go Wing Magazine for $48.
Hey, it's a specialty magazine. It's supposed to be the shit.
How many pages?
I don't know. It's better than DeLorean World. Fuck the DeLorean Owners Association. Ed Bernstein can kiss my ass.
Jesus, that's a lot of shit. Let's see. We got your invoices and a multimeter. A light-up multimeter. Hence, battery suckage by Centec. Hey, but this isn't too bad. It actually does chips. Mm. I will say that's pretty cool. And I know we're boring the fuck out of people, but hey, what can I say?
God damn!
You got wrenches?
I had to. I'm running low on tools.
Oh, he bought tools. So that's one of the things. We got
Jesus Christ.
A wind chime set. Hold on, let's just prove to you. There we go.
Jesus, that was very Spike Jones-ish.
Chloe! Very nice. So we got tools. Claude has tools. He has a multi-tester. He has foam. Oh, don't get that shit all over. God damn it. Great. Tools. Everybody loves tools. Hey, I know who that person is.
Whom?
Mindy Lou Bob.
I have no clue.
We only sat and chatted with him 2 weeks ago. And they did the church's chicken test.
Fucking A! Where the hell is this?
So by the way, Red Rum.
How do I open this goddamn packet?
By the way, Mindy Lubob, say hi to Red Rum. Red Rum is the person that suggested that we eat Popeye's chicken.
Aha. God damn, that thing is huge.
A master cylinder. Where's the reservoirs?
It's on the car.
You didn't get a clean new reservoir?
No, I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. This was $119.
That fucking thing was $119?
It's brand new. And it would have cost me $235 to get the one with the reservoir. So,
holy fuck.
Hey, man. You know how much fucking DeLorean Motor Company wants for that shit with a fucking reservoir on top?
I don't know.
Almost $300. Kiss my ass.
You know, you could sit there
I am tired of buying old fucking new stock. You know what? I love fucking DeLorean Motor Company when it comes to a lot of obscure shit, but at the same fucking time, dude, I bought a coil off them. The shit was 20 motherfucking years old. Where the fuck is the goddamn cotter pin on this?
What do you mean, cotter pin?
For the reservoir.
Oh. Guess what they did in sand.
Yeah, I'll make one. I don't care.
He'll make one.
I'm fucking... You've already seen my MacGyver skills building shit down in your garage.
Oh, I know. We won't get into that for fear of Craiger talk.
Sweet.
So, yeah, you have your master cylinder.
My master cylinder is 20 years old and it's fucked up. What the fuck brand is this? F.A.
Fake auto.
You're funny. Shut the fuck up. Aha. Yes. The time is growing nigh for my brake job.
So anyway.
You're fucking enthralled by that light up voltmeter.
I'm used to using multimeters you can't see anywhere but in like direct sunlight. It's like a Game Boy Advanced. So
that's the shit. Light up multimeter, baby.
Yep, that's nice.
My old one, I don't know where the fuck it's at. It's probably in storage someplace.
Of course. So anyhow.
Sweet.
There you go. So that's what was in Claude's mail. So
that's what was in my mail today. Well, apparently the other shit too for a package I missed getting delivered. I'd find it.
So that was what was in Claude's mail. Tools and a master cylinder.
That's part of what's in Claude's mail. Excuse me. Otherwise, what else is in Claude's car right now is the question. That's going to be the surprise to Trencher.
Oh, dear.
I have half a case of oil sitting downstairs, 2 deflector shields, a new...
My garage is never going to be the same.
No, it won't be, because it'll be used.
That's a change, actually.
Hey, man.
At least recently. Anywho, but let's see, where were we going? We checked out Claude's mail.
We were going to do local news next.
Yeah, we actually are going to touch up on some Vegas stuff.
Erin Kinney's going to go to jail.
Yeah, is that her deputy governor, lieutenant governor?
I don't know.
I forget, but
I don't think she's lieutenant governor. I thought that was Lorraine Hunt.
I don't remember anymore, because all I know...
She's a county commissioner. At least she...
Was.
Yeah.
And she's going to jail because she took a loan from a strip club. One of those same strip clubs that are being investigated.
No, didn't take
a
loan.
Is she the loan? She's the lone one.
She didn't take the loan.
What did she do? Tell us.
Took $200,000.
Just took.
It was a payoff.
Huh.
Oh, no. It gets better. It gets better. Would you like to hear how it gets better?
Sure.
The FBI has her on tape asking a relative how they can hide the money so nobody can find it. It gets better. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yes.
That is awesome. So, let's see. Moving on. Actually, what I have in my hand is a restaurant report that Whitey of the message board... What the fuck? It's 3 fucking gaskets.
No, it's not 3 fucking gaskets. It's,
One's a copper, one's,
They're not gaskets, they're rings. Well, the copper is going to be a gasket of sorts.
They're not gaskets, And 2 rubber...
It's for my primary pressure regulator on the Bosch K-Jetronic fuel injection system.
Nice.
You want to talk Craiger talk? Let's fucking talk Craiger talk.
No, right, let's not do it. Actually, okay. Let's put that away so we can get back on focus here.
So anyhow, yes.
Anywho.
That was my little local news for the corrupt politicians.
Yeah, more corrupt politicians are going away every day, and I couldn't be happier.
You know, Oscar Goodman has the direct fucking mob connections, and he's going to be the Teflon mayor.
Yes. You know why? Because he's not being stupid, and he's not, you know, he's not doing that stuff. So.
Oh God, I love it. The most obvious fucking choice, the first one you think gets fucking arrested, son of a bitch will end up having everything named after him. I know it. Fucking know.
There's gonna be the Goodman Expressway, the Goodman Towers, all bars in the town are gonna serve the Oscar. You know, a certain Bombay set by gin.
You know what? We never got a chance to try the Yucca Mountain Meltdown.
No, we didn't. But
of course, that's in a shitty neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to even try that. So Jerry's she did lose. Red Rum's letting us know she did lose to Lorraine Hunt. So she did try to go for lieutenant governor.
She did.
Thank
I know she
didn't get that.
I know she did. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine how fucked we'd be right now?
Do you know how northern Nevada absolutely hates southern Nevada?
They fucking refuse to acknowledge we even exist. I fucking hate Carson City for that shit, too.
So
we had to have 8 fucking people die. Up on fucking 95, up past Craig, all right? Mm-hmm. 8 fucking people had to die. 2 fucking lane highway with a giant median in the center. All the fucking county wanted to do was say, hey, NDOT, you think you'd come down and put up a fucking divider? They weren't talking a massive construction project, just one of them fucking rail dividers.
Right, something simple.
Right. NDOT said, no, for this type of highway, there's no problem at all, blah, blah, blah. They didn't fucking take into account how many people travel that way now.
Right.
8 fucking people had to fucking die before they finally came down to look at it and go, gee whiz, you're right, we should do something about this.
Yup.
One of those victims was because of Mitchell Detloff, and that was the Mormon.
Yep. That was the guy that did all the hit and run. Moving on.
Yes, Whitey's restaurant list.
Whitey's restaurant list. Just get back on task.
I'm so tempted right now to make this a new segment, Whitey's Guide to Dining.
Dude, this would be great if they'd release these a lot more often.
I know.
Really quick. Now, what I'm going to do, and I know this is very localized, but you guys who are not local will appreciate what I'm doing here.
Yes.
I'm going to read this. This is verbatim. This is from the Review Journal.
May not have the same impact as, oh my God, I've once eaten there, such as moi.
Yeah, but it's still something that's going to make you cringe.
Because it's funny as hell.
It's funnier than fuck.
Please, start us off.
All right, let's start off with the first one. Now, we're going in no specific order, just how it was printed. No, we're not making any favorites or anything like that. It's just being read as written. Chicken Quick is the name of this restaurant. It received 40 demerits.
God damn.
Received those on June.
Now, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I have not read any of this yet to let you know, so I'm going to be as surprised as you are. 40 fucking demerits. Where the fuck is this place? Is it an address?
3516 Wynn Road.
Okay, that's near, like,
the Palms.
Rio and shit. Yeah, that way.
The
All
Palms.
Right.
They received 40 demerits June 12th. Violations included a pan of chicken held at improper temperature, raw chicken stored above produce in walk-in cooler. You know what? Certain things, though, if you don't work in a restaurant, it doesn't... It's like, eh.
It doesn't click, but you and I have worked in restaurants and food preparation.
So we know
you
that
worked a lot
things.
Longer, but we still know the same shit. Don't store raw shit up there. If you're going to have like soup or any hot liquid, you have to store it not in a pot, but in a long pan so it can cool quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Things like that. Actually, we always did store it in pots. We never did store it in long bins. We never did. I don't know why.
That's a violation.
You know, well, I don't know. It was Iowa, so maybe not there as it is here. Anywho. Also, an uncovered food, employee food and beverage was stored on a prep table. In other words, Jim Bob brought in Del Taco, left Del Taco open and exposed on a prep counter during the inspection.
God damn.
The next place here, actually, the Coffee Cannery.
Coffee
at 3800 Howard Hughes Parkway. That's over near Hard Rock. Know Howard Hughes Center.
Down that area.
They received 16 demerits June 9th. Violation
16?
16. Violations included pasta in covered plastic container not rapidly cooled to proper temperature.
Hits the pan thing.
Exactly. And microwaves dirty with baked on food debris. In other words, uncleaned. By the way, Quick Chicken received a C.
C from Overwatch. What do you mean that's average?
That's average, I guess. Coffee Cannery received a B. Now moving on. IHOP. One of many, but they only did this one. IHOP.
What's the address on this one?
2026 West Craig Road, North Las Vegas,
and that's
Nevada.
What's frightening to me because that was the one by my old house that I've eaten there.
See? They received 19 demerits June 6th. Violations included employees eating and drinking in food handling area and chemical spray bottles unlabeled or mislabeled. Okay. I can understand
those demerits. Yes,
those,
that's not as bad as,
it's not,
you know,
as bad. No, it is not.
Employee tossing salad, you know.
Or worse,
literally.
Right. Their grade, a B. Okay, not a problem. Next one. This is an interesting name. I've never been here. I've never even knew this thing existed. Panvino Exhibition Kitchen.
That sounds familiar, but I have no fucking clue.
At 246 Via Antonio Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I have no fucking clue.
Received 19 demerits on June 9th. Violations included pate. Or
pate.
I'm going to say pate because they couldn't do the squiggle. But pate stored at room temperature.
Ah!
And reach in cooler not holding proper temperature.
Fucking nasty,
so
man.
So we had, you know, broken mechanics and, of course, food that wasn't stored right. And they, of course, received a B. Moving on, actually, because we've got quite a few of these, and some of there's one that's going to be the most disgusting you could ever imagine.
As long as we know it's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse, and it does get a little
suspension
bit better.
Is horrible. I hope it lasts.
PC Intercrew. I've never heard of that restaurant, but it's the name of a restaurant. PC Intercrew. 4632 South Maryland Parkway. Received 18 demerits on June 11th. Violations included 2 gallons of outdated milk and cooler.
Aww.
Shit like that can happen, though. And many fruit flies observed in kitchen. So they had flies.
Fruit flies.
So, moving on.
Can this get any worse, dear God?
Roberto's Taco Shop.
Which one?
8580 West Lake Mead Boulevard. They, too, received 19 demerits June 10th.
God.
Violations include food stored uncovered in walk-in cooler and tortillas stored in trash bags. Yeah, I don't. Claude's giving me the weird look, you know, like the what the
fuck. Trash bags.
Yeah, tortillas stored in trash bags. In other words, they went out and they bought trash bags.
Señor, don't get mad, get glad.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
Exactly, dude. So, I don't know. I don't get it. But hit trash bags. TGI Fridays, 1800 East Flamingo. I've eaten there. They receive 14 demerits. Violations include many meat items held at improper temperatures. And this is gross. Pink microbial growth in the ice machine.
That's fucking nasty.
Okay, now we're talking something is growing.
Like a fucking petri dish.
Exactly. In the
That's
ice machine. Of all places.
Nasty.
Ice machines. By the way, they were
you know
still
what?
A B.
Yeah.
By the way, and everything I've read so far, PC, safe. Roberto's, TGI, they all got B's.
By
so.
The way, you're safe. Every time you order something, it's with no ice.
Exactly. I don't order ice. I'm a fucking genius. I knew in advance.
Bullshit.
Moving on. Uno Dos Tacos.
Wow, that's a catchy name.
At 1034 North Rancho Drive, received, this is the billion, 29 demerits. You ready for this?
29.
Are you ready for this? Are you?
Dude, I know where this place is. It's up on fucking Rancho near the goddamn golf course.
Yes, it is. Unos Dos Tacos. 29 demerits. Violations included food worker smoking in kitchen.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No soap at sink. No sanitizer anywhere on the property.
Oh, God.
They got a C.
I still don't consider how that's average. What the hell? How bad do you have to be, like, to actually get fucking below average?
I mean, I
like,
don't know.
Employee.
You have to take a dump on the floor in front of the inspector to
yeah.
get a D, I think.
Yeah.
Because some of these places would have failed anything I was inspecting immediately.
And no shit. And if this is L.A. or any other major fucking metropolis, you know their asses have been shut down immediately.
Just to let you know, some places that do receive A's. I want to be fair. 7-Eleven received 7 demerits on June 7th, which is up from last one. This is the 7-Eleven that's over near Indianapolis at 1100 Las Vegas Boulevard South. Received an A. Omelet House over on Boulder Highway. Not the one down near Charleston, but the Omelet House. Boulder Highway received an A. Sanborn Sourdough Bakery, an A. Sergio's Italian Gardens, an A. You know, I'm sorry, I just saw this one and I just read it now for the first time out loud. And I just want to point out, someone's trying to cash in without totally infringing on a trademark. Sopranos.
I've heard of this
place. Sopranos. Sopranos. Nice. Received 2 demerits, but they're an A. The Stop and Shop Deli up on Sky Point received an A.
Ooh.
Tacos Mexico on Tropicana. Received an A. Tequera El Rancho on Charleston, East Charleston, near me, actually. Received
Tequera.
An A.
Tequera.
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 Texaco Convenience Store. Received an A.
Which one?
3283 Las Vegas Boulevard North.
Thank God.
So, all I want to say, folks, there you go. There's some food for thought.
Ba-dum-bum-sh.
If not, for the Alcatraz.
Da-da-da!
All right.
Sorry I didn't have the breaking glass sound effect when you threw it so dramatically against the wall.
I know, and it actually flew. How did paper in this room fly against the wall that well? Anyhow.
So, yes.
You know what? In Red Room, I agree with you from the chat board here. Blah, blah, blah. I would never, ever... I entered the 7-Eleven once near Neonopolis.
Yeah, that's a fun place.
That's a fucking mistake.
Fun fucking place,
dude,
yeah.
You want to talk about lockdown 7-Eleven. Shit.
Fucking A, dude. So.
Let's see. We've got an hour to go. What do we want to do? Let's go ahead and want to take a quick break?
Sure. We haven't done one
let's
yet.
Let's take a quick break. We're going to listen. Exactly. I just...
Right.
Exactly. Let's see. I got some songs here. Let's see. Let's play a techno version of the Tetris song, and we'll be back. Oh, look. We're also playing Enya.
Hey, I got some
Enya,
too.
We're going soft. All right. We'll be back in a little bit. Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank away, spank away, spank away.
That was scary. We'll be back in a little bit, folks.
Spank away, spank away. Sail away.
are back, ladies and gentlemen. Spank Wagon Radio.
Praise Allah!
Thank you. Thank you. We didn't need that. Anyhow, all right, we're back. I hope you enjoyed the little bit of tunes that we've been playing there.
I am Prophet Muhammad. I need teepee for my Allah.
Oh, God. It gets worse from here, folks. All right, moving on.
We're just trying to hit the lowest common denominator.
We
must
always
be done. It must be done each show.
Although, however, I think we need to kind of correct somebody, because I hear Red Rum
bad-mouthing Neon.
Bad-mouthing my favorite part of the city. Fremont, Neonopolis District.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say something about Turkish baths.
Yeah, I'm right up there on the Fruit Loop every night. You know me.
You know, I honestly didn't know what the fuck that was.
Anyhow, as I was saying, what? Okay, Red Rum won't go to Neonopolis anymore because she saw a pimp chase a hoe across the intersection in the 7-Eleven and then drag her out by her hair. That's why I don't go to Neonopolis anymore.
So?
Now, let me point out
something. That's called people watching, and if I'd have saw that shit right there, man, I'd have fucking probably died laughing, to tell you the truth.
I would have too, as well. But here's the thing, though. That isn't Neonopolis, Red Rum.
That's actually
East Fremont, which is not part of the resort district.
Which is why the pimps are allowed to drag the hoes out by their hair.
On that side of the street.
But once you cross back over, that's good folk place.
That's clean, honest tourist attraction.
I'm sorry, LVB is the moat right there.
Yeah. LVB is the moat, and it works very well, because the minute you get over into Neonopolis, if you're not meant to be in the Neonopolis and the Fremont Street Experience area,
someone will let you know.
The gray shirts will get you. Yes. Oh, yes, they will.
Bring, bring.
Yeah, and they're polite about it. They're really nice. They're always polite. And if you
like,
don't,
could you like?
No, they're not wussy. They're right. Let's go, please. You know, I've seen them be really, really polite to bums and homeless and everything like that. You and I have seen them quarrel off people to get them away.
Yes,
now, and then call the cops if they don't. You know.
Neonopolis is cool, though, because one time we did see like a couple of prostitutes get into a fight.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying Neonopolis is completely innocent.
No, it's Neonopolis not. But that was fun when that fucking drunken bitch tried to like steal that cart.
The cart. It was great. And you can't knock. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I know I'm getting defensive. And for my our non-Vegas listeners, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know I don't want to bore you, but I've got to defend
our
city. Part of town that
it's
I
our
like.
City.
Because, yeah, and by the way, Mindy Lou Bob, yes, that is where we did go get those sandwiches, and you got the really good smoothie from the Italian ice place. That was in Indianapolis, up at the Papalawali or something like that.
Still not been there.
Yeah, it's okay.
Is it good?
It's okay. You got to understand I'm spoiled now. I cannot eat gelato anymore here in the States. I am spoiled.
I like Spumante.
You know, I can't eat that. I mean, I can eat it, but I just can't enjoy it as much. I can't give an honest...
That's great.
I've been spoiled. But here's what I'm saying. You know what? I'm sorry. Neonopolis, it does have its fair share, as every city does.
Yes.
And I've been to so many freaking different
cities.
You know what?
I will tell you one thing
I'll
take
Neonopolis over most.
Yes.
In some cases.
And you know what? I'll tell you one thing, too, right
especially
now, Red Rum. Come on. You always say you're not doing anything on Friday night. Let's have a spank wagon show down in Neonopolis. Not show, but a fucking think tank.
Let's do a get-together. I know that's where we're heading tonight, because you don't have to work tomorrow.
No, I'm on vacation, so yeah, we're
going
to Neonopolis.
We're heading down there tonight.
Yeah. I haven't eaten yet, and I figured I'm not going to, because I know it's going to be Neonopolis, man.
Yeah, I actually had to eat earlier, but we had free pizza at work, but hey. I know. So I'm going to still go down there and hang out, because it's a place I enjoy hanging out at.
Neonopolis is fucking great, in my opinion. I really dig it.
Yeah. It's a great place to hang out. It's a great place to people watch.
It's meant for tourists, but, you know, we end up making it our own.
Red Rum says you're a native. You know what? That's great you're native, but that means you're not reinvesting in your city.
Yeah.
You have to reinvest in your city. You have to give it these chances.
Don't be a sellout.
Really?
Towards Las Vegas, you know?
Yeah, really. Absolutely.
I am your people. Don't sell out against me.
So, yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed the live music. I mean, they're really working on it. Red Rum, when was the last time you were down in Neonopolis? When was the last time you were down on Fremont Street?
Because I'll be honest, since the police have really done a lot of homeless sweeps, it's really been cleaned up.
Yeah, since we got our designation as the meanest city for homeless,
fucking A, yes!
It's a much better place. Gee, I wonder why.
Every time I see that stuff on TV going, well, maybe we should... I think maybe we're not doing enough for the homeless. Maybe we are going about this wrong. You know what I do? I watch bum fights.
Yeah, really. And you see the bum fights here in Vegas, and you go, you know what? Fuck it. They need to go.
Speaking of which, what they're doing right now is they have like about two or three people. They got to clear up everything with the bums right now for bum fights volume 1.
Right.
Two and three are ready to go.
Jesus, I believe it.
Dude, I'm so going to bootleg that again.
By the way, I just want to point out another thing about downtown. If you really want to know about it, the Premier Shopping, the new outlet mall that was opened last weekend.
Yeah, I drove by there two nights ago.
I attempted to go there last Saturday with the wife.
Yes.
No parking at all.
Really? Because I drove by on the freeway, and it's bright as all hell.
Yeah, it's bright. It's
caught me off guard.
Yeah.
But really, that popular, huh?
That popular. It's 3/4 of the way full, and the only reason it's not all the way full is some of the stores just still need to get their merchandise set up.
Well, you know what? I'm telling you right now, Vegas and outlet shopping just go hand in hand.
Yeah, but the problem I have with Vegas and shopping is Vegas needs more than shopping, and everybody knows that. It's like saying, you know, Iowa needs more than corn in some respects.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to hurt the hand that feeds you with gambling and shopping.
I can understand, but you know.
Something else. I agree. But anyhow. Anywho.
But yeah, no, in my opinion right there, yeah. Red Rum, come on down to Neonopolis with us right there.
Yeah, we'll actually...
And
you know what?
Nobody knows what the fuck your husband looks like outside of work.
Well, I do.
You do?
Yeah,
I've
met him several times. I've hung out with him a couple times at the gym.
Is he a hangable guy? Because the way Red Rum talks about her old man is he just seems to be very dull and indifferent towards everything.
No, he's cool.
Really?
He's really cool.
I'm only going by Red Rum's posts.
Yeah, well, if you want to know more, it's in the message boards. Anyway, yeah, you don't think it's a Vegas problem? I don't either. I mean, it's not just a Vegas problem, but Vegas just needs something else. There's one little thing that puts it over. Toe, what city are you in, just out of curiosity? Because we know you're out there, but I don't know exactly
Toe's in
where.
Arizona.
No, Toe is not in Arizona.
You sure? I thought that was
that was another guy used to come in here.
Okay.
Not Skier, but some other guy that used to come in here a lot.
Because I'm pretty sure Toons was from Cincinnati.
If Neonopolis was over in the old UP area, then I would go. What the fuck is the difference between the Union Pacific area and where it is now?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the only thing that's different between the Union Pacific area and where it is now is the plaza. That's the only thing in the way. There's no difference. You're still down there. By the way, that land now has a lien on it. The Chuck Wagon races didn't pay their bills. Fuckwads.
Chuck Wagon races.
Yeah, I'll explain those in a minute. Moving on.
You got a pocket rocket for the wife?
No. I've got Raver's Delight.
You got tire flies.
Close. Very, very close.
Really?
We'll get to it in a minute. Real quick, Vegas news, and this is a good one. I actually pulled this one off the Las Vegas Sun.
A 79-year-old man who said he was tired of waiting to be treated at a Valley hospital was charged Wednesday night with stealing an ambulance and leading Metro Police on a slow chase until he ran into the back of a van. Homeboy got bored of waiting, man. He couldn't stand waiting anymore. Carl Paulus, was booked into the Clark County Detention Center on charges of grand larceny and battery with a deadly weapon. An ambulance. A deadly weapon.
It's a vehicle.
Go figure. I know.
But yes, the irony.
Police said the man, who is homeless, had complained that he waited at the hospital for about 8 hours before he drove off in the ambulance. I don't think he was waiting there for 8 fucking hours.
You know what? He's homeless.
I really
don't. No insurance. Our system here. It's possible. I'm not siding with him, but I'm saying it. I could feasibly see that.
No. Regardless. Haha. Use the word right. The chase began about 7:15 p.m. on Wednesday and ended less than a half an hour later after the ambulance rear-ended a white van at Las Vegas Boulevard North and Lake Mead Boulevard. The driver of the van, Pat Giray, said, this is a quote, I just thought, well, I'll be damned. I just got hit by an ambulance. End quote.
Wow, words of fucking wisdom there. Thanks, Pat.
Jeez, Pat.
Mad props to fucking rampant intelligence.
let me read that
clicker
again.
What's that? What's that clicker licker? Being cynical? Okay, yeah. Fuck. Great, well, I've just made clicker licker into Lassie.
Damn.
Pitch back in the wheel? Right.
That's
fucking
great.
Fucking people, man.
By the way, I'm reading the chat. Mindy Lou Bob says, yes, but the Midwest, it seems frowned upon to have your belly stick out and hang over your skirt. It's norm in the Vegas. And you know what it is? Some of the fattest fucking people. Some of the people who are so round.
Yeah.
You roll them around. I mean, they get jammed up in spin door.
And you know what? I never realized that really enough until I started working on the strip, and B, I heard Dennis Leary's rant about that. You ever heard that? He goes, been to Vegas lately, folks? He goes, yeah, let me tell you, we got some fat fucking people here. And he's like, he's right.
Yeah, you do. You have a lot of fat fucking people, and they're just,
they
don't care.
We are
don't care.
Per capita, we are the heart attack capital of the nation.
Makes
the
sense.
The city of Las Vegas, because all the tourists.
Yep.
Here.
Everybody comes here to die, I guess. Hey, real quick, Girdway, Pat, by the way, our Mr. Intelligence here. He's a jazz musician from New Orleans. He wasn't injured. The damage to the two vehicles appeared to be minimal. The ambulance had been parked in an emergency entrance to the hospital while the medical crew... I love this. I love news reporting. Let me read this again. While the medical crew dropped off a patient. Dropped off. I don't know, do you? But it just seems like they're like parking the car. Here you go, Timmy! The keys were left in it, and a man climbed in the driver's seat and drove away. I guess he wasn't pleased with the service or something, the police said.
Burr.
The ambulance has an automatic vehicle locator, GPS, and they allowed the allowed the police to track it. Maybe the ambulance had LoJack.
Yeah. LoJack. No, if it's LoJack, they could have disabled it.
Really? Basically, the guy, though, here's what I... When they caught the guy, of course, it was a slow-speed chase. After the ambulance was struck the van, the officers surrounded it, broke the driver's side window, and took the Prowlis, Mr. Prowlis, whatever, into custody.
That's his name?
Powless, P-O-W-L-E-S-S.
Oh, I thought it was Prowse, man. Like, yeah.
The
fucking
man was very
Darth
calm,
Vader,
the police
homeless,
said.
And just stole a fucking...
Really? While he sat in the back of the patrol car, he appeared to be nodding off. So
what was he in the emergency room for?
They don't say.
Fuck.
In other words, he really wasn't in the emergency room for anything, folks.
Probably why he wasn't getting treated.
Exactly. He didn't wait there for 9 hours. He made up a very convenient lie.
What?
He saw an ambulance and said, wouldn't this be fun? He was an old fucking joyrider.
How do you know?
79?
Oh, never mind. Yeah.
Old fucking joyrider.
Well, what else he got to live for?
Exactly.
Right?
He's at the end. He's in the twilight, you know?
Maybe he was just trying to get out, you know, and like that's why they broke the window. They were impatient.
Who knows?
You know, he'd probably be dead if it was Boulder City. In Boulder City, the police hate old people. I mean, you know, old people are a minority in Boulder City, you know, in the sense of they will get beaten down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When Ice Cube becomes old man, he's going to be rapping, you know, about Boulder City.
Oh, dear God. Hey, moving on, actually. Let's talk about video games. For the gamer geeks out there listening to Spankwagon, whether live or in the archive, a solar sensor is going to appear in one of the new Game Boy games for Game Boy Advance. And I'm going to read this per
a
copy.
Solar sensor?
Solar sensor. A new video game for Nintendo's Game Boy Advance may bring new meaning to the perennial command, go play outside. With a solar sensor built into the game cartridge, natural sunlight will give a player of the handheld game a strategic advantage. The game is called Boktai, B-O-K-T-A-I. The sun is in your hand. Available in September. It is the first video game to incorporate sunlight into the game plan, according to its maker, Konami of America.
That's not cool.
Hold on.
The kids are going to get sunburned.
Hold on. The game stars a vampire hunter who ventures through dark dungeons. The hunter's power is greater by day with sunlight than by night. Conversely, the game's vampires are weaker during the day and stronger by night, or when the player is indoors. Some enemies can be destroyed with a solar gun, while others can be eliminated by only sun exposure.
Don't mean dick. Somebody will hack it.
I'll give up my obvious question here in just a moment. The game marks the next step in the evolution of interactive entertainment, says the Konami editor, or Konami chief
interactive.
Operator. Its creator wanted to show, somehow combine the natural world and the video game world, so he put the two together.
Hooking a video game up to a fucking nightlight doesn't make you interactive.
Thank you. That's what I was just going to say. I have a Game Boy right there. I have the first generation Game Boy Advanced. I don't play it for one simple reason. The screen's too dark. So, I have the best... I kid you not.
I thought it was because you were fucking matured beyond it. And got bored very easily.
I get bored very easily, but it doesn't mean I don't play that when I'm sitting in an airport.
How often are you in an airport?
It seems about 3 or 4 times a year.
Uh-huh, okay.
If not more.
All right, fine.
Moving on. The only two places that you can actually play the first generation, though, is out in the direct sunlight because the screen's so dark, or while you're taking a crap, because the bathroom lights are always super bright. I have bright bathrooms. What can I say? So anyhow, I just want to point out, for the record...
That's nasty, because you get involved in the game, man. Your ass is all crusty.
And numb.
Feces.
Yeah, you can't move. Your legs are numb because you're sat too long. I know. Anyhow, moving on. Think about this, folks. He wants to tell you to go outside? No. You know what's going to happen? All the fucking nightlights that they've built for these, they're just going to attach the nightlights onto the new Game Boys with the lights already so they can shine the nightlight directly on the solar cell and get the light.
All somebody will do is get a fucking ultraviolet UV LED.
My question is...
That's all you need.
Won't they just play it in the light? I'm sorry, solar cells are not going to be that. Solar cell that size is not going to be.
I know.
Not
I know.
Going to be that. I don't know what you want to say. That noticeable of, oh, super bright light, or, oh,
I know.
Super dim light.
I know. Well, it depends on how much they tweak them on the
you know, they could tweak it, they couldn't tweak it. Who knows? Who knows?
In any case, it's a bad idea. Because you know what's going to happen? Kids will sit outside and they'll get fucking sunburned.
Yeah, by the way, when the last line of the copy says players might want to add sunblock to their arsenal as well. And you know what?
I don't
think it's... Honestly, I don't think it's that bad getting a sunburn. It's not the worst thing in the world. It is dangerous for you when you get older.
It's very... Very bad for me. I've
well, for you. Look at you, though. You have a very pale complexion.
I'm very white, yes.
I mean, when I was over in Italy, I miss my tan that I had when I was over there. Yeah. Well, you know, you can trust me. I'm the same way. You want to show me the farmer's tan? But look at it. When I was in Italy and I came back, I had a hell of a great tan. I felt better, more energy, and things were just clicking better.
Yeah. The reason
because
is
the
because
sun is good for you.
Yes, that's a proven fact. The sun gives off some radiational type shit, right? That'll actually fucking improve your health. Like Ben Franklin, that's why he used to live, that's why he like lived so long, they actually estimate, and why he was like so like smart and shit, dude, was because Ben Franklin would actually like sunbathe nude for like an hour each day in the morning when he first woke up.
That's just scary.
I know, dude, especially when I saw the reenactment on the History Channel. There was no ass cheeks or nothing
like
that.
What the hell is the History Channel doing in a reenactment of Ben Franklin's suntanning?
Dude, they have some fucking old guy with the fucking Ben Franklin haircut and the fucking glasses, dude. Like, with a fucking drape, like fucking, I mean, I don't mean a towel, like a fucking drape or a bed sheet, like wrapped around the lower half of him.
Mm-hmm.
All fucking old, flabby and liver spotty and shit sitting in the window. It was fucking nasty.
Weird.
One of the worst reenactments I ever saw, dude.
Oh, yeah. And, by the way, yeah, it is a gimmick, pure and simple, from the chatters and the... In the chat room there.
No.
It's a gimmick. I mean, it's not going to be... I mean, it's a cool concept, though. You got to admit. Kind of making you think like that and be more strategic. But...
No. It's not going to work out.
It's not going to work out the way they imagined.
The sunburn factor, the liability.
Sunburn factor? Fuck that. No, I don't count the sunburn factor as
a
factor.
Look at Geislin, man.
Geislin.
The fucking Star Wars kid. Kid is world fucking famous now, man. Okay, look at him, man. You know, he's fucking raking in a little small amount of bling bling, man. People collected some shit up for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kid's got a brand new fucking iBook and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing good, fame and shit, man. People petitioning for him to be in the next Star Wars movie.
What does this have to do with sunburns?
His fucking parents are suing the other kids, man.
Okay,
parents specifically are fucking greedy, man. They will put little Billy out and let him get fucking sun poisoning so I can sue the fucking makers of this.
I don't know. I guess we'd have to wait to see that happen. But
happen.
Honestly, I don't know. Because, I mean, when we were kids, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I was outside every stinking day.
I was till I got video games.
Yeah, video games. No, even with video games, I'd still be outside.
There was
I would. Same with the Game Boy. I'd play it for a little while.
Like, I hardly had any friends, dude.
Well, friends or no friends, I was always outside doing something.
Good for you.
So. Yes, very good for me. That's why I'm more well-adjusted.
Oh, well, so?
I'm not called balls.
No, you call them trencher.
All right, before this gets into some sort of pissing match.
Freak boy. From what
moving
I
on.
It.
Let's see. I don't know if we covered this last week. Gregory Hines is dead. I think we did.
No, we didn't, actually.
We didn't.
Yeah, Gregory Hines is dead.
Gregory Hines died the age of 57 of cancer in Los Angeles. This I didn't know, a little bit of trivia. He was first choice to play Eddie Murphy's role in 48 Hours.
I'll be damned.
Did not know that.
Of course, nobody gave a rat's ass when I found out Blackula died, so fuck all you racist pricks.
What are you talking about? I was hurt when I found out Blackula died. See, because, I mean, Minnie Lou Bob knows. Bad movie night over at when her and the Mopar guy was back, you know, in Iowa and whatnot.
Yeah.
One of the movies we rented, Scream, Blackula Scream.
Fucking great with Pam Grier.
Jesus. Horrible. Every goddamn movie we rented that night somehow ended on a face zoom out shot. Every movie, I kid you not. Scream, Blackula Scream, face pan out shot at the end. Oh, we also rented American Psycho. That was a cool film. Very a mind fuck film.
Ah.
But it ended with a face pan out shot. Fuck. And the kicker, the absolute kicker. We were watching a film by a guy I went to school with. One of his little independent films. Remember that Chuck Griffith guy I always tell you about?
Is that the guy that's like has his own shit on the Internet Movie Database?
And exactly.
Gives himself his own positive
gives
reviews?
Gives himself his own positive reviews. Fucking egomaniac. We watch his film because he loaned it to another friend of mine who's doing some work with him at the time.
Yeah.
How does his movie end? A face pan out. I'm like, what the fuck? That's like the first thing I noticed. Fucking face pan out.
There you go. If you ever make your own movie, make that the opening shot. Be different.
Dude, face pan out to begin. Just do the pan out and say, okay, we got that out of the way. Let's move on. Fuck. So that's all the news for me.
Yeah.
We still got a half an hour to kill.
No. Plenty of fucking time. Good sore subject. It seems sore, although never really seems upset about it. Everybody seems kind of appalled. The California gubernatorial race.
Dude. What's the latest updates on that? I know we started discussing that last week.
I heard it on the radio last night when we were tooling around looking for parts to build my brake bleeder kit. I don't know if you caught on to that or not. I think you should have. We were over on Charleston, LDB.
Yeah, I'm honest.
Yeah, what it is according to the FCC, there must be equal time for all people, candidates, thank you for not helping me. All candidates, right? They must have equal time on television, so you can't. You can't like have one person have more time than the other one. Race has to be kept fair. So therefore, only when it's going. If a television station, not a news show, a television station is going to go ahead and show one candidate do an interview, they must do that for every other panelist.
Okay.
How many people are running in California right now?
Like 158.
That sounds about right, and it's 150 something. So they all have to have equal time, number one. So nobody can interview Arnold Schwarzenegger without interviewing everybody else, like fucking D.L. Hughley and
everyone.
Every other misfit that had $3,000 to register.
Mm-hmm.
So on top of this, nobody can show any shows or movies featuring Schwarzenegger.
Nope.
Different Strokes has been pulled from syndication.
Yep, and there's a quote to that. Gary Coleman was quoted as saying, I'm glad it was pulled. I hope they never show that show again.
And I don't blame Coleman because it sucks.
Not only does it suck,
it's also really fucked him up.
It did him wrong. It fucked him in the head badly.
Yeah. Of course, my father hates him. Yeah. Like he's up on top of the refrigerator going, "Urgh." Now, my father always hated Gary Coleman.
Ticka, ticka, ticka. Ticka, ticka,
ticka. Jesus, he's not spray paint. No.
Move on.
It's not bone. Anyhow, my father hated Gary Coleman.
Your father hated B. Arthur, too. But
there was a difference, man.
Anyhow, but I will tell you this. It was very interesting because
my dad didn't
cannot.
Like Gary Coleman's character, okay? And for some reason, he had problems separating the two, man. Just don't know why. But B. Arthur, man, she fucking had a staring competition with my father, man. She brought that upon herself, man.
Jesus. Anyhow, moving on.
So, yeah.
I do know, though, that, you know, to be completely honest and... You know, I think it's good, and I think it's kind of weird, though, because do movies count?
Yes, they do.
On TV?
Yes, they do.
What about the theater?
Yes, they do.
Terminator 3 now had to stop playing like that?
No, that's different.
Why not?
Because it's not public airwaves.
Because you have to pay to get it?
Yeah.
So that means cable should be fine, then. You have to pay to get cable?
Yes. Cable programming is fine, but publicly broadcasted, you know, free to anybody with any asshole with a TV and some rabbit ears? Even if it gets broadcast over cable, cannot do that.
Well, I just find it very interesting.
It would be very interesting, though, wouldn't it, though, if all of a sudden they had to go as far as blacking it out. Now, that would be a trip.
Oh, yeah.
The movies, I can understand not having to ban that. That would kill T3. But, no, that'd be really tripped out if they had, Up Next on HBO, it's beep. You know,
and they just
out.
Had to go to a. They went into a test pattern. No, I mean programming is so easily to change. Sure,
that's
done months
that.
And years in advance.
I'm curious about that. You bring up a good point on that for the cable, for the pay television stations, if they're exempt for that or not.
It's a good thought, because if movies are exempt, because you pay for them, I'm sorry, people pay for cable.
Yeah, good point. But we'll have to find out. But definitely no. No regular television station outside of cable, at least we know. Cable's going to be a great area. Trench and I, we're going to have to look that up on, because I'm curious now. But, yeah, definitely any other television station cannot show any television programs or anything like that.
With the candidates who are acting. Same thing happened to Ron Reagan.
Yeah. So, of course, he's up against Jerry Brown. Nobody really gave a fuck.
Who's Jerry Brown?
Exactly. Right.
All right. I think we got one good song I want to play here as we're going to go to...
California. Uber Rouse.
You read my mind. You read my mind.
Yeah.
A little bit of Dead Kennedys here. So,
yeah, man. See. And you know what? Right there. Third one down. Fourth one down.
Third one down. Thank you.
Fourth.
Or fourth. What we're going to do is we're going to finish out, buddy. And you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
And we'll be back.
You know, it makes me wonder, what does Schwarzenegger have to rhyme with 03? Nobody can say, you know, in 3 to make it rhyme.
Alrighty, we are back.
I write the songs. No, you know what? I had one more thing about California. I almost forgot.
Yeah, let's bring up back California. By the way, you are listening to
Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net, the greatest internet show that ever will be.
And ever was.
Yes, we are better than the Bible. And,
better than the Mormon Bible, God damn it.
the fucking Mormon Bible ain't real. No. Anyhow, California has one big problem right now.
Oh, God. Well, let's see. Electricity issues, water rights issues, immigration, the government. What other big issue do they have?
You're going to laugh just
State
as hard.
Budget.
You're going to laugh just as hard.
What?
How many candidates are there?
158.
Okay. The way it works is this right here. When you vote, first you have to vote. Should we recall Gray Davis, yay or nay? Now, if you say yes, we should recall Gray Davis. If you say no, that's it, you're done. If you say yes, you must then proceed to the bottom half to choose a replacement.
Okay.
So that's cool, right? It's clear.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know 3 Northern California counties are still on punch card systems?
Oh, no.
That's right, kids! Punch card systems, unlike the electronic form of ballot counting, these three counties are still on punch cards. After the Florida election problems, all voting machines were ordered to become electronic voting, like we had, like everybody's familiar with, at least here in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave a deadline for the next year's elections. But these counties won't be able to meet. While they will be able to meet that deadline, they can't meet this deadline. They didn't put it as a priority for spending for these machines.
Understandable.
So, they have to go through punch cards. So, first is yes or no, and then if it's a yes, they have to make sure that they chose that they can decipher which of the 158 or so candidates they've chosen.
Hmm.
It gets better. Because it's punch card, it has to be triple checked.
Yep. Well, that'll be fucking entertaining. Let's hope low voter turnout in those counties. One thing I have to point out, though, I will point out.
It's Northern California, Sonoma.
Oh, it's high turnout.
Santa Cruz.
It's high education, turnout.
Oh, by the way.
Santa Cruz! Motherfuck! Oh, that's like one of the tech areas.
Most richest and affluent ones in money, yeah. And
they have the old-ass machines.
Like I say, there's one more portion that gets better. California is already in a budget shortfall.
Yeah, we know.
So, even if Gray Davis stays governor right now,
mm-hmm.
this is already going to cost $60 million for the state. Just this recall campaign alone.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
So maybe the whole thing is not as smart as everybody thinks by having a recall.
California! Uber out.
Exactly. Real quick, also, you know, I was thinking about voting machines. I know that we're talking about voting machines. Let's geek out a little bit. Electronic voting machines, the huge debate now is about the security of them.
Yeah.
You know, are electronic voting machines as secure as they want to be?
No.
One of the things, yeah, they say is no. So now the big contest is, should you go open source or closed source for voting machines, for software and how to write them? Because they've now proven that some of the most closed source ones, when they were reversed engineered, are the easiest to break into and the easiest to cheat.
Of course they are, because nobody expects anybody to actually bother trying or knowing how, so they don't put security measures in place.
You know, my question is, if you're going to have punch card system, okay, we understand there's flaws with it. If you're going to have that old tick system, you know, you pull the lever to close the curtain, you tick off what you want to vote for, you pull the lever to open the curtain, and thus it registers the votes. It's like an old fucking Turing machine where it would sit there and you manually tick the votes,
yep.
And it counts them on little spools.
Yep.
That's all cool. That, you know, if you're willing to use that, you know, these electronic. When I voted here a few years ago, and it looked like a drafting table with a curtain.
Yeah, I've been to those.
And you couldn't read the LED readout. You read everything on the board, and was touch sensor board printed specifically for that election. And they line the sensors up with the people you vote for. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking cool.
Fucking great idea.
But who's to say, though, you couldn't do something and really foul up the transmission or add your own in? How did they register? Did they register a box on the thing they had to pull data from? Did they
yes.
all get sent to a central server?
No. Each individual voting machine has its own. They won't say if it's a hard drive, if it's flash memory, or what, but they say each machine has its own, once it is programmed in.
Okay.
For the specific votes and shit like that. Because first, yeah, if you've ever noticed that right there, especially if you're going for a primary right there and not the full-fledged on election, but if you're just voting in the primaries, you'll notice that especially then not all the shit lights up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, like, let's say you're registered as a Democrat, the Republican choices won't light up because it's null and void for you. You're not a fucking Republican. You got no business.
Mm-hmm.
Yada, yada, yada. So that's a primary, the first setup. So that's what they have to program in when they first walk around. Number, and aside from your voter number to show whom you're voting for. Number two, what they also have to do is they have to go, after they do that right there and you vote and you hit cast vote, it's supposed to record the information just like you tick off there. Mm-hmm. It does mm-hmm. it electronically. That's supposed to be for an individual box on the voting machine itself.
Right. Minnie Lou Bob mentioned they're voting in Iowa. It's fill in the bubble. It's Scantrons.
Scantrons.
Yeah, Scantrons. So I agree with that. I mean, I don't see a problem with Scantrons. That's a proven technology.
You know what? I have one problem with Scantrons, man.
It's fucking proven.
When you're a shitty kid in class, man, and they read your Scantron, you know you fucked up the louder that machine is.
Well, that may be the case, but what I'm trying to say is the fact that you know what, but it's proven,
Scantron,
and it's not like use two number two pencils and shit like that. No, this is like it's a marker. All I have to do is mark the black box, and it registers that shading. It registers the ink or something. I don't know how exactly. I'm not a fucking genius.
It's something to do with a number two pencil. There's something in graphite.
Well, it's like the graphite or something like that.
Yeah. And then what it can do is it's pre-programmed in to see which marks are the fuck ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess somehow the data collection that like a Scantron does, this does without the paper, the pencils, or anything else, and records it. What happens on voter night after the polls have closed? They take those individual boxes out of the polling machines, and then they take them up to the polling center, which here in Vegas is up on Cheyenne and Martin Luther King, up in that Hughes Center up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it is. Now, supposedly the way it's supposed to work, somehow I'm assuming. I can't really assume what the exact procedure is they do it because I don't know. But supposedly what it's supposed to do is when you vote on the back right there, it also records your voter number and mm-hmm. your information to show whom you voted for.
Yeah, which is a little iffy, but I'm iffy on giving that information. It's like
it's supposed to be for voter security to keep you from voting twice. Okay, but I don't like the fact that they have to track that. That to me just bugs me. Anyhow. Right. But that's the way it's supposed to be, and it's supposed to be. They say it's supposed to be tamper-proof, which I can't buy because if it can be written, it can always be unwritten.
Exactly. Everything is nothing is tamper-proof. Nothing.
No. Nothing ever will be.
Nothing ever will be. I mean, and voting is such a weird thing now.
Yeah. If it's tamper-proof, it's undoable.
Yeah. Exactly. And the funny thing is you know, and I'm wondering, we're getting to a point right now in our country where you know, voter is at the lowest turnout ever. You know, voter turnout. No one really fucking votes.
No one really gives a shit. Why should they? It doesn't. To be honest with you, the fucking will of the people doesn't mean shit. Especially when you have oddball systems like the Electoral College.
Yes.
That fucking just blows my mind. I don't understand what the fuck it's supposed to accomplish.
Well, what it was supposed to accomplish, and this is pure. This is totally,
if you know, please tell me.
The Electoral College was put into place so that way the aristocratic, you know, the aristocratic level of I guess you say government. Okay. Was safe. Because, see, here's the thing. People like to call the United States a democratic society. Well, it isn't necessarily a democratic society.
No, it's not.
Money and aristocraticness still prevails.
Oh, of course. Even the Electoral College, we have to protect the poor people from themselves and making mistakes.
Exactly. And the Electoral College is sitting in place just because it wants to protect the aristocrat. Because it wants to make sure that, hey, if you don't get voted in this way, I'm sure the Electoral College will sit there and kind of sway your way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? That's all it's there for.
Yeah, the popular vote and the Electoral College one.
Exactly.
The electoral vote, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in my opinion right there, you know, like I say right there, yeah, people are fucking stupid and shit. I do agree the fact of the Electoral College is, yeah, we have to protect people from themselves.
Mm-hmm. And I want to point out, though, the Electoral College does listen to the popular vote in most cases. I mean, in most cases, they really honestly do.
It's very rare that the electoral and the popular do not agree.
Exactly. So, yeah. And if you want to know one thing, just talking about the 2000 elections, what the Supreme Court did was considered illegal. It's in your constitution. Maybe we'll talk about it some other time. I don't feel like talking
about
it.
Yeah, I don't want to get into a political debate. Right
Red
now.
Rum brings up that Unix is tamper-proof.
No, it isn't.
No computer operating system is perfect. No computer operating system is tamper-proof.
If it can be written, it can be unwritten.
If it can be written, exactly. It can be unwritten. And I'll tell you this. You and I actually talked about this yesterday. Last night, even. We talked about OS security and the new worms and everything like that. By the way, expect
I will slow down
this week. Because of the fucking worms. But anyhow.
I will say Unix is far more secure than Windows and has a lot less errors in it.
Exactly. But, it's not perfect. I'm sorry, if someone really wanted to, you know, you can hack away at anything. Anything. You hold your master cylinder like it's a trophy. Like you just won an Oscar.
Yeah, dude, I'm like looking it over right here. Checking.
You're like checking the valves and seals and everything like that. You just keep playing with this damn thing.
Very happy.
Anywho, why don't we do an official? Another really quick mad props out to the entire chat room.
Mad props!
Let's give it all in order here. First off, mad props to us. We're here.
Yeah, that's right. Mad props.
Let's give out mad props to Airwolf, even though he's late. It's better late than never. Thank you for listening in.
That's what I always say. Mad props.
Let's give mad props out to Mindy Lou Bob, who had to figure out how to work all this stuff with my shitty instructions on the site.
Hey, that's super... uber mad props, because you could fucking do it. You made it, man. You didn't make up a fucking excuse. You're here. Mad props.
Let's give out mad props to Red Rum. She's becoming a regular.
That she is. We're very proud of Red Rum there, and I guess, yeah, mad props.
Also, let's give mad props to Toe, because A, he's a regular.
Yeah.
B, he's from Mars Animate, which is a cool site.
Even though he's still working on updating the website.
Mad props. Cool. And by the way, too, Red Rum, I also extra mad props her for yelling at other people on the message boards who don't listen.
Exactly.
And I won't mention your name there, you Obi Jones sushi bastard, because simply you don't listen.
Yeah. Now, one
but
thing
you
I
have
will
good
say,
good sushi, dude.
You good sushi, great sushi.
Fucking killer sushi.
Anywho, I had a
sushi tonight.
I had what's called a Philadelphia roll. It's a salmon.
Yeah.
With cream cheese, and avocado. Delicious.
Really.
Delicious. Anyhow.
Can't stand avocado.
Moving on. This is something for the site. And actually, I'll post this up later on tonight, right after we're done with the show.
Yeah.
For next week, what we would like, and it's another message board contest. It'll be under the Spankwagon form, and I'll put it up there. It's going to be give us your best excuse. Give us your best excuse for not listening to the show.
We need to know.
Now,
we're not saying,
you know, give us an excuse and don't listen to the show. No. Give us an excuse. That is the lamest. We're talking the dog ate the homework lame.
That
be
kind
funny,
of shit.
Be lame, and do it as many times as you want. Put in as many. Because what will happen is on Wednesday, the night before the next show, we are going to pull the best 10, the 10 that make us fucking laugh.
Yes.
And we are going to read them off and comment on them, of course. So give us your best excuses to not listen to Spankwagon. That'll actually be up here in a little bit after the show.
Right on. It will be. So please, let us know why you can't go.
Yeah, let us know why it has to be the archive. Let us know why you can't listen to us live.
Gee, thanks for fucking up my Don King moment of rhyming.
Hey, don't worry about it. Now, just want to say we're going to go and wrap it up. It's been a great night.
It's been a killer fucking night. We took minimal breaks. We had some great fucking discussions.
And we have a master cylinder. I almost fell off and crushed your toe.
Nah, I wouldn't have crushed mine. I'm fine.
Eh, steel toes?
No.
Oh. Anyhow, moving on, or wrapping it up, I should say. First off, I want to say thank you very much to everybody in the chat room for joining, following instructions, what shitty ones they were, and joining in, listening, and chatting.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate the feedback. Those of you who check out our message boards, they are there, spankwagon.vftp.net, message boards provided by Whitey.
Indeed.
I also want to sit and say thank you to vftp.net for providing the web space, and I want to say thank you to Mr. Man for providing the Shoutcast server.
Indeed. Thank you very much, sir. Also, as well, right there, we'll do our quick obligatory throwouts for whatever reason we do. Got traffic tickets? Are you personally injured? Are you think you'd like to be injured? Do you want to collect money? Anything like that? Craig V. Kinney and Associates will definitely take care of you in that respect. CPKlaw.com right there. Traffic tickets, they will get that shit erased. Fucking take it from me. Also, mad props out to Exotic Sushi. If it's the middle of the night and you're hungry, and especially if you're next door at the strip club, Exotic Sushi has got the sushi for you. Anything you need, damn near, they fucking have, and it's all fresh daily. Exotic Sushi is down on...
Wall Street? No, not Wall. It's...
Highland, or is it?
Is it Highland? No, it's Western.
Western!
It's on Western.
Down Western, and the corner of Western and Wyoming.
Western Wyoming.
Right next to Little Darlings.
Yes,
right next literally, to same fucking building next
to
Two
in a row.
Yes. Exotic sushi. Very good.
Okay. And I also want to say thank you to everybody again for listening. And Red Rum, so you know, we did not forget about the vanilla taste test. That is coming up in one of the later episodes of this month.
Yes.
Actually, I have to set up the taste test, and I think everybody's really going to enjoy how we do it. So,
indeed.
Again, thank you very much for listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I have been your host, Trencher.
And, of course, I have always been the omnipotent Claude Balls.
Thank you for listening. Have a good night, and we will talk to you next week.
Next week.
Same spank time.
Same spank IP.
Same spank site. Good night.
Yeah, no, I forgot. Have a good night.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She's never in the way, always something nice to say. What a blessing. I can leave her on her own, knowing she's okay alone, and there's no messing. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. She's a lady. Yeah, 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 yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady. Oh, oh, Lord, she's a lady.
Thank you for tuning in to Spank Wagon Radio at spankwagon.vftp.net. Good night.